This is Radio MD COVID-19 Daily, your source for COVID-19 news from the front lines of healthcare. I'm Caitlin White. It's Tuesday. It's a chilly spring morning where I am. I hope it's a bit warmer where you are. It's April 21st. After the news, we'll hear about staying productive when you're working from home, with tips for both leaders and their employees. You can probably find an app for anything you're looking for. And if it hasn't been created, someone's in the process of making it. How about an app that can suggest a diagnosis based on listening to your cough? Radio MD's Bill Klaproth has more.
Oh, sorry, I was just coughing into my phone. Oh, you've never heard of this? It's called Coughalytics. Yeah, it's a real thing. It uses smartphone technology to instantly identify respiratory diseases such as asthma, pneumonia, and COPD just by listening to the sound of a person's cough. So several researchers are working on an algorithm that estimates your chances of being COVID-19 positive. Yes, by listening to your cough. So far, the COVID cough app, if you will, has not been approved by the FDA. And of course, there's the privacy concerns of collecting and storing people's personal data. But researchers hope this could prove to be a valuable diagnostic aid in the fight against COVID-19. So while the country scrambles to manage COVID patients and with a shortage of tests, these types of innovative ideas may just help fill the gaps. For Radio MD News, I'm Bill Klaproth.
Dogs do a lot for humans. They protect, they guide, they're all-star snugglers. But could dogs be used in the fight against COVID-19? Scientists in London say that dogs might be able to sniff out subtle odors produced by the COVID-19 virus in the human body. A team at the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine has begun preparations to intensively train dogs, so they could be ready in 6 weeks to help provide a rapid, non-invasive diagnosis towards the tail end of the epidemic. In the past, dogs have already been trained to do similar sniffing and can detect diseases like cancer, Parkinson's, and bacterial infections. I feel like it's not too much of a stretch to say most people who have a job right now are lucky. But when you break it down, more jobs held by women are considered essential during the pandemic. With more on this gender gap is Radio MD's Scott Webb.
Women are on the front lines battling COVID-19 at a much higher percentage than men, according to the New York Times. Whether they are cashiers, emergency room nurses, drugstore pharmacists, or home healthcare workers, women are getting it done during this national crisis. Women make up nearly 9 of 10 nurses and nursing assistants, most respiratory therapists, a majority of pharmacists, and an overwhelming majority of pharmacy aides and technicians. More than 2/3 of workers at grocery store checkouts and fast food counters are women. There are 19 million healthcare workers nationwide, nearly 3 times as many as in agriculture, law enforcement, and the package delivery industry combined, jobs that are dominated by men. Reporting for Radio MD News, I'm Scott Webb.
Everyone who can at this point is working from home, it seems. For some, it's been nice to be able to work in pajamas, and for others, it's really hard to sit down and focus at home. So how can you as a boss support your staff when it's not used to working remotely? And as a worker, how do you stay positive and productive through a crisis? With us today for that discussion is Anne Baum, the Vice President of Distribution Channels and Labor Relations for Capital Blue Cross in Central Pennsylvania. What are some of the biggest challenges facing leaders and keeping their staffs going, during this time?
I think when you find yourself away from your team and it's not your typical working environment, it causes you to really think differently about how you stay in touch, motivate them, and also make sure that results are continuing to be achieved. And I think there's a really fine balance between keeping in contact with your team and going over the top and babysitting them. Because normally you see them or run into them in the hall or have regularly scheduled interactions, and now you're each acting in your own individual world. And it's important that you're setting those results for people to achieve giving them the tools that they need, checking in with them, but not being over the top and micromanaging them.
So what are some other ways to ensure constructive communication when, you know, people are apart, there's technical issues, it gets frustrating so fast when you can't just be face to face?
Well, I think one of the most important things is to acknowledge the situation right from the start and ask your team members, do they have what they need? And particularly right now, they are wearing multiple hats. So somebody might jump onto your really important work call after they just had to make a butter and jelly sandwich for their 3-year-old and make sure that their 12-year-old has the right internet connection to do their online school and the toilet's overflowing. So recognizing and acknowledging that your team members have this juggling act going on and being respectful of that and helping them manage through, it is such a unique situation that our employees find themselves in. And I found that it's particularly notably different for the males on our team. And that's not to say, I don't mean that in any judgmental or labeling way, but I think moms are kind of used to, all right, right now I'm mom, now I'm going to be employee, now I'm going to be chef. And I do think in general, the husbands aren't so much in that role as often as the wives. Now that's a really broad overstatement. And of course there are,
are
men that do that all the time. But I think it's, they're so used to being, okay, now I'm at work, and now they're not just at work. They're doing everything all at the same time.
What are, I mean, that kind of leads me into my next question. What are some ways to keep employees positive when they are working at home and some strategies that employees can take to just manage, you know, these multiple lives they're kind of living all at once?
Well, I think one of the best things from an employee perspective is to be present in whatever it is that you're doing at that moment. So if you know you have an important call that you need to be on for work, figure out to the best of your ability how to focus on and concentrate on that. And when it's time to have lunch with your kids, take your phone, put it in the other room, close the door to the home office, have lunch with the kids. And if you need to do, if you need to work out or do your personal time, you need to do each of those and be present in them instead of trying to do them all at once, because you tend to not do anything well when you're trying to do everything at the same time. And from a leader perspective, I think it's really important that you encourage your team members to have a work day, start it and finish it, and not stay up all night. I know we have had people that they're working all hours and they're just not turning off, where if they were in the office, they would leave, they would get in their car, they would go home. And I think it's really important to do your work and then stop doing your work and go do other things and be, take care of yourself, take care of your family, take care of people that are in your family that you can't see right now, but you can call or have a video conference with them. And I think all of that helps people better manage, and letting your employee know that that's okay, that your expectation of them as a leader is not that they're constantly working. And I think asking them, taking time to ask them, how is it going? What's going on? I had a call yesterday with two of our young executives, and I got on the phone with them and I set the meeting. So I knew already that they were like, okay, we got to get on this meeting. We got to be on. And we started talking and I said, how are you guys doing? They both have young kids. And they kind of laughed, said, oh, we're fine. We're fine. And I said, no, really, how are you? And then they told me. And so letting them know that it's okay to be vulnerable and it's okay to let you know as a leader that they're stressing on this. And then we actually agreed after that I was next week going to do a story time with their kids where I was going to get on FaceTime and read them a book and they can just go do their thing. And they were super excited about it. So
that's
really
sweet.
Yeah. And I think that's where we have to be different as leaders now, because this is really rough on our team members. So it's a hard situation that nobody has planned for.
So here's a hot topic. In full transparency, I am barefoot right now in leggings and a t-shirt. Are you part of the take advantage of being home club, or the kind of dress as you would if you were leaving club?
Well, I think you should be comfortable. And some people, that means getting up and putting a tie on. that's when they're most comfortable. I know my dad, he every day, like that was his thing. He got up, he put his shirt on, he put his tie, like that was his comfort zone. Other people are comfortable barefoot and in leggings and in workout clothes. And I think that's the way you should be, the way you work best and can be most present. I think with video calls, it's an interesting dynamic. I was just on one yesterday morning, and half the people were dressed up. You could tell they got ready for it. Half of them were in like an X-Men t-shirt, things like that. And it was perfectly acceptable. So I think everybody, if you just acknowledge that you're going to be playing the role that you're in at that time. And if that happens to mean that you're maybe wearing a nice suit coat on top and you're wearing barefoot and leggings underneath.
Exactly.
Really, whatever makes you comfortable.
I love that. Anne, is there anything else you want to add just to give, you know, anyone who's having a difficult time working from home a little boost?
Well, I think as that person who is the employee trying to juggle all these different roles, you can do it. You can make it through and just understand that unusual circumstance. And if you need help, reach out and ask for it, because that's the only way that a leader can know that you really are in need of that additional help. And then as a leader, I think we need to be understanding and inspiring. And when we talk to our team members, don't just talk about work or projects or the business at hand. Talk about families. Talk about life. See, talk about what's the Netflix thing that somebody saw, or a great recipe, or a funny joke, or an inspiring quote. I think it presents an opportunity for us to actually, even though we're apart, get closer and pay more attention to one another. And I think we should take advantage of that.
Absolutely. Anne, well, thank you so much for giving us a few minutes of your time and chatting with us today.
Thank you for having me.
This has been Radio MD COVID-19 Daily. If you want to chat or let us know how you think we're doing, email us at COVID19daily@radiomd.com. That's COVID19daily@radiomd.com. You can also leave us a rating or review on Apple Podcasts, which always helps out any of your favorite shows. We'll catch you Wednesday afternoon. I'm Caitlin White. Stay home and stay healthy.